This is Dr. Madeline Frank with your one-minute musical radio show for July 2012. Our guest is Diane Hossinger, a biochemist, operations research analyst, and musician. Welcome to our show, Diane.
Thanks a lot for having me.
Diane Hossinger, how does classical music play a part of your life as a biochemist and musician, and what musical instrument do you play?
I play the violin. I think having an understanding of classical music played a role in the math aspect of biochemistry. My original background in classical music also helped me greatly in applying theory to other styles of music.
When did you begin violin lessons, and did you continue playing the violin through high school? And what musical works did you play?
I began to play the violin in fourth grade when I was 9 years old. I started private lessons with Wayne Hill, and I found out later that he was a former student of yours. From middle school through high school, my school orchestra teacher was Mrs. Anna Fontaine Moyer, also a former student of yours. I began studying with you, Dr. Frank, in seventh grade when I was 12 years old and attending Gildersleeve Middle School. I continued studying with you through my senior year at high school. I also played solos, chamber music, and orchestra concerts in your class for 6 years. I was concertmaster of the Southeast Region Orchestra and played the solo part in Overture to the Wind. I've also played Mozart's Third Violin Concerto, Dvorak's Terzetto Trio, and Haydn's Quintet No. 40 in concert. My favorite composers are Beethoven and Vivaldi.
When did you become interested in math and science?
I've been interested in math and science since kindergarten, since before elementary school. I began playing the violin when I was 9, and it really tied into my enjoyment of math and science. My dad, Dave Hossinger, was a naval architect, and he inspired me in math and science. My dad was very strong in math and encouraged me to develop my strengths in both math and science. My dad had an engineering background, and almost every childhood question I asked him could be answered with a mathematical diagram. I always wanted him to see me excel in math, and I tried hard to perform well through school.
Did playing the violin help you to be a better student in school?
I always did well in school, but my enjoyment of the violin kept me motivated to go to school and study in my other classes.
Did you graduate at the top of your class in high school, and where did you attend high school, and what was your favorite subject?
I graduated from Minchill High School in Newport News, Virginia, in 2005. I was in the top of my class with a GPA of 4.0. My favorite subject was calculus, which I took in 11th grade.
How many summers did you work at Busch Gardens playing the violin, and tell us a little of your experience there?
I played at Busch Gardens for 6 summers, beginning in high school. I began in an outdoor Irish band, and I've played in a country show. I have performed on all of the stages in the park. The experience was something I will never forget. It was extremely rewarding to get to perform at something I love.
Where did you attend university? What was your major? When did you graduate? And what are you working on now?
I attended Old Dominion University in Norfolk, Virginia. My major was biochemistry and my minor was psychology. I graduated in 2010. Rather than go to graduate school directly, I decided to take an internship with the Army as an operations research analyst. This position requires an in-depth knowledge of math, both calculus and statistics. My long-term career goal would be to attend graduate school and focus more on biochemistry. I played the violin through university, but I switched from classical to bluegrass and Irish fiddle. I played at Busch Gardens through university and with the Bermuda's 400th anniversary concert celebration as principal violinist with the Bermudian Festival Chamber Orchestra. I also continue to play with the Frank Chamber Orchestra.
Thank you, Diane Hossinger, for sharing your passion for science and math and music with my radio audience today.
It was a pleasure to be here. Thank you very much for having me.